Okay, folks, before we start today's show, we wanted to give a big shout out to our sponsor, TexitCoin, the Southerner's crypto. And for this morning, here is your current TexitCoin stats. Right now, the price is sitting at $2.55 USD. 24-hour change is plus 18.67%. 24-hour trading volume sits at $79,540. And the current hash rate, they're hashing at 385.56 gigahertz. And the total miners running right now is 16,860. And their average sign-up is about 300 new miners a day. And I can attest to this. I signed up earlier about a month ago, and it was at 12,000. Hey, if you want to learn more and get in on the action yourself, shoot an email to texitmines@gmail.com. That's TEXITMINES @gmail.com. And I'll have that down in the podcast description. And make sure to use the discount code PALM, P-A-L-M, like a palm tree, in the subject line for that new miner discount. All right, here we go. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We are glad to be back right here in studio. I got Professor Barlow right here. How you doing, sir?
Back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle. We back out here. You know, it's gotten down to about 91.
So, 89.
Yeah. So it ain't not too bad out here.
Humidity. You're starting to get highs of 89. You're turning the corner.
So, we have turned the corner.
Moving into football season.
We closed the door on them dog days, kind of getting past them. And I tell you something else, we picked up a sponsor. We talking to other sponsors. There's no limit to the number of sponsors that we can have for this show. We picked up a sponsor. And one thing I wanted to point out to all our listeners, particularly, Professor, is one thing to remember, if you hear my voice, if you hear the professor's voice.
Copyright Palm Pine Podcast.
That's it. Yeah, remember that. exclusive content. But the other thing to remember out is if we are talking about a product or a service, rest assured that is something that we have researched.
Of high quality.
Right.
Right.
And
the bar is very high. Yeah. The Palm and Pine Podcast.
Very high. We do not take just any sponsor that rolls in the door.
That's it.
And so if you hear our voice, that's something that we are part of. And for example, TexitCoin. We both own some TexitCoin.
Right.
Now we don't own millions of dollars of TexitCoin.
No.
But
we
dipped our beak in there.
Because we don't own millions of dollars.
right. So, you know. But you will occasionally, and I noticed I was listening to the podcast. Well, I was actually listening to some other more interesting podcasts, but you know, when you're listening, you'll get a commercial.
Yeah, right.
And that's from Spotify. Or Apple Podcasts.
Right.
I just wanted to clear that up. If you hear a commercial and it's real woke or it's real political, that's not necessarily coming from our programming.
It might have
more to do with what you browsing on your phone.
Right.
So anyway, I just wanted to point that out right away, since you're going to start hearing about our sponsors at the start of every show, and maybe at the middle of the show there'll be a sponsor coming up too. So anyway, that's just want to get that out there. What you know new for us, Douglas?
We knew we would do it as the podcast grew, and so we now have our own web page, our own website. You can go to palmandpine.net. So be sure to go check that out. You will find an archive there of links to the audio of all of our podcasts since we started back in March. You will find them there. And there's also a page of artists we recommend, writers we recommend, and you'll find links to all the people who have appeared on the podcast, their books, their websites, their Instagram sites, and other books we recommend. And it's going to be growing, so it'll be a great resource page to you if you're interested in the kind of stuff we're discussing here. So that's palmandpine.net.
Okay.
And who knows what else is going to come there, because we have a lot of control over a website, so we're very happy to have that up and running. And let's also shout out, we have a new podcast platform out there we're appearing on, okay. Pocket Cast, and mm-hmm. we're picking up some listeners out there. So if you're on Pocket Cast, shout out to you.
Yeah, we hit those platforms. We're picking up new ones all the time. I think we're on a dozen or so podcast platforms. I didn't even know that one existed until it popped in there for us. So yeah, right into the Pocket Cast. So that's all real good as well. Now, when you say palmandpine.net,
right?
Remember, we always use and. We right. don't use right.
the squiggly symbol.
Ampersand.
Yeah, it's not the squiggly symbol.
Right.
It's palm and pine. And remember, folks, with us, it's always the palm
right.
before the pine.
Because you can eat the palm.
Right. It's always the palm before the pine.
Right.
So if you go to pine and palm, you might get something you don't want.
There's something different there. We have discovered that. And that we are of no affiliation.
Right. So it's palmandpine.net. So mm-hmm. you'll want to go there.
Excellent stuff. All right. Any other things, Douglas, we need to announce?
Do you have some announcements about some things we're going to do with respect to...
Yeah. So, you know, we've gotten into, we've kind of dipped our beak over there into the cryptocurrency.
Right.
So cryptocurrency.
Right.
Well, there's some other events that have been occurring around the county.
Indeed.
And so
right.
we, and I'm going to talk about that in our newscast too a little bit.
Oh, but
we,
okay. But we, right. You were saving it for the newscast.
Well, no,
okay.
but this is a good segue because we are going to dip our beak now into cryptozoology.
Oh. I was wondering when we were going to do that.
Yes, yeah, it is coming. You know, both of us are men of science. Now, I happen to be wildlife science, kind of a pseudoscience. Wildlife science is not a real science,
right,
but you know,
right.
kind
right.
of a science.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
you're into physical sciences.
You're
into actual science.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to get out of this pseudoscience, wildlife science, and we're going to dip our beak a little bit in that crypto.
Well, you know, Daniel in the Bible was a kid of science, it says,
in
the King James version.
Yeah, I think we're all scientists at heart.
There you go.
You know, we're always testing theories and wanting to learn. But we're going to get into the cryptocurrency. We did a couple, two,
so
three
let's
episodes.
Let's translate that into simple words for the layman out there. That is Bigfoot talk.
Yeah, Bigfoot, right. right. Now, what Nessie, not the Loch Ness Monster, but Bigfoot.
Florida
right,
skunk
right,
ape,
right,
okay,
right.
because sightings have been occurring.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when you hear the word crypto, it really means like fake, not real. Kind of like, you know, cryptocurrency, I mean, it ain't like you can put it in your
it's
hands.
Not physical, right.
Not
right,
physical.
Right,
you can't
right.
find, you know, it's hidden,
okay,
hidden
it's
away.
Hidden. Right.
Yeah,
right,
so
right,
hidden.
Yeah.
Bigfoot don't just show up.
No, like, he doesn't show up.
He's not just going to walk up here.
It'd be neat if he would run back. Behind us
right
now, but it's, you know,
if you have a Bigfoot, like when Douglas and I are out in the field taking measurements,
we don't see him.
No, but what I was going to say, Bigfoot takes pictures of us.
Right.
when we're out there.
But other folks have been seeing him. And that's what we're going to investigate that.
There's been a flurry of sightings right here in our locale. And so we are going to get
we're going to get these
that.
People on, and we're going to have a little investigation
yeah.
of that.
So
especially as the weather cools and you can get out in the woods more. Yes, okay.
We will get into that. If that's good to you, let's roll right into that Palm and Pine
All right.
newscast right now. All right, Dr. Barlow, what you got for us to update for the people?
I just have an amazing story. It comes out of South Florida, out of the Boca Raton area. Now,
okay.
you know, we were talking earlier, these young Florida men these days, Steve, they have a little trouble getting up in the morning.
Right.
A little
right.
trouble getting this younger generation going
I've
in the morning.
That. I've noticed that. Yeah. I think I know where you're going with this.
Well, this is a case where that went to the extreme and it got the old boy in trouble down here in a
Trying to roust him up. I know
from working with these kids in college, they don't like the morning stuff. So it got a little overboard here. And I'll just read the headline. FAU student threatens to kill professor for scheduling 7 a.m. exam.
Now, is this the Hoot Owls, or what is the FAU?
They're like the Hoot Owls.
The Hoot
Owls, during the McMullen era, they took the Gators to double overtime.
They took them to task.
Yeah.
They did. Right. Well, a Hoot Owl kind of is a nocturnal.
Yes.
Now, I know that because I've been in wildlife science all my life.
Right. So you would think maybe it's just there. No, it's all these youngins that can't get up in the morning. So what is up with that? So anyway, I'll tell you how this played out, and this ended up costing him, and he was arrested because he posted the threat on social media. And we've talked about that, y'all.
We talked about that social media.
You get in trouble saying everything you want to say on social media. So this was Raphael Jones of Riviera Beach. He was arrested last week on a charge of sending a written threat to kill. So, y'all, you can't send a written threat to kill. I'm pretty sure. So
that's like an official threat when you put it in writing.
Right. And this was a Twitter post about 1 a.m. And his Twitter handle was Ashalaniqua Cutie Claws. So he was anonymous, but you'll see how they found out who he was. Cutie Claws. And this was his tweet, Steve. Bay, I germ effing killed this professor. Bay, this is my confession to a premeditated murder.
Oh, he just went ahead and laid it out there. Right?
So this apparently was not an English class, Steve, that he was in. The old professor could have just failed him right there for that tweet.
Right,
F, okay.
Well, I guess Ebonics. Maybe Ebonics class. That would have worked out okay.
So what happened
QD Claws.
Yeah, and this was reported in the police. He lived in Riviera Beach, according to the report, he was upset because his data structure professor had scheduled a final exam for 7 a.m., and this gets to the heart of it here, because he lives in Riviera Beach, and he told police that would mean I would have to wake up at 5 a.m.
Oh, to get over there.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So 5 a.m., that would mean, Steve, he would have to quit partying about 3 a.m.
Right.
And that's bad. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's too much to ask. Right. I can't even fathom getting up at 5 a.m.
5 a.m., it's like that had never happened before, in this young man's life, So, but they knew who he was because, and you might not think about this, y'all, out there, because his Twitter account, it showed he was in some other organization. I think it was the Caribbean Students Organization. So the police went over to them, and they sung immediately. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know who that is. Yeah. That's old Jones.
Yeah. And what's his real name? QT Claws.
Right. So they immediately put him in the Palm Beach County Jail, and he was released on $5,000 bond. And we don't know how this turned out, but There's where not getting up in the morning caused you some serious problem. It's always a problem, y'all, but it caused this guy some serious trouble.
Man, good
gracious. And he ended up writing that threat to kill.
You know, anything we say on the Palm and Pine podcast is satire.
Right.
So
if
we say we'd like to knock off somebody.
Right.
Do not take that.
Right.
And maybe if this young man would have
couldn't
had like
claim
a
satire because he wasn't a comedian. That Twitter account was not a comedian's account.
Yeah, not
account.
A comedic right. account.
That was Cutie Claws, and Cutie Claws was on the level. See,
right,
Cutie
right,
Claws was
right,
on the level.
Right. So he was
held to account for this threat. And I'll just read it again. I'm reading
right,
it.
Right.
Bay I Jern, maybe I misread it. Bay I Jern effing killed his professor. Bay, this is my confession to a premeditated murder. So I don't know what Bay I Jern means.
Bay I Jern, man. Well, did they get his drip? Because a man like that's going to have some drip.
Well, Palm Beach County Sheriff's Department, I'm sure they took what they wanted to take. So y'all got to watch out.
They need to kind of check in with Sheriff Judd on how to get that drip. So we're going to have more about that on another
note to
podcast.
Y'all young guys out there, if you go to bed like 9 or 10, it's a lot easier to get up at 5.
Huh. That's how that works.
That's how that works.
Like if you sleep at night.
Right, and then you make it to that final exam. You know, okay. You have a priority.
And then you got the whole day left.
Right,
too.
Right. You know, so here's how. Not going to bed at 10, it cost him the exam, it cost him a trip to jail, and cost him the course because he then failed the final exam.
Right. Now he's going to have to retake the course.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the man he threatened to kill wasn't much in a mood to give him a passing grade, y'all. You know, he held the red pen, you know, not you.
Yeah, that's not a good way to build a relationship with your instructor, for sure. Man, yeah. My goodness.
You know, he was just effing with them, scheduling at 7 a.m.
Oh,
you
know,
he said, I'll get these kids.
Yeah, 7 a.m. You know, next semester is going to be 6 a.m. You know, that's what I would do if I was.
He's thinning them out, boys. Yeah, yeah.
Good gracious. I tell you, that's something else.
Yeah, right.
Well, hey, I got a few things, and I want to run by you, Dr. Barlow.
Okay,
and we've talked about, you know, bringing in some outside experts.
Yes, right.
Because we're starting to get into some things, like even QT clause there. That's beyond my capabilities.
Right. We need a translator for this.
We need a translator, and we need that Dr. Skinner.
Right.
Kind of damn psychologist. Tell us what the hell was, you know, this guy that whizzed. Remember the guy that whizzed all over the groceries, what is going on? That's just beyond.
Beyond
our expertise, right?
Right.
So I got some things today. The first one, actually, with you being a physicist and all that, it might be helpful.
Okay,
but
all right.
Douglas, have you heard of this thing they call an 3-eye atlas?
No.
Okay. I don't know if it's got three eyes. I think that's part of it, okay?
Okay, all right.
So 3-eye atlas.
Okay.
Now, 3-eye atlas, they just discovered this. We're kind of getting into crypto, okay?
Let me say that. We're getting into
the crypto science a little bit, okay?
Right.
So some of this is going to be out there.
Okay.
I don't want that to scare our listeners off.
All right.
The Palm and Pine podcast is not trying to scare anybody.
No,
we're trying to just bring forth information.
Here and information. Yeah.
Information to better your life.
Right, there you go. Right.
This 3-eye atlas, it is what it, they thought it was a comet,
okay,
but it's not, but some are still calling it a comet. It's interstellar, okay? So what that means.
So is it something up in the night sky is what we're talking about?
Okay. Interstellar.
Like maybe Meyer would have seen it with his telescope?
Maybe we need to call Mike Meyer in on this with the telescope. In fact, it's visible right now, the telescope, so we need to get him on
this. Okay, all right.
It came from outside our star system. Interstellar.
They speculate.
Yeah. That's what they're saying. That's the story. Remember, 3 eyes. It's got 3 eyes.
Okay.
Now, this thing is about the size of Manhattan.
Okay.
So it's like 20 kilometers.
So I wonder if it might land right on Manhattan.
Well, that's where I'm going with this. Now listen to this. Now, again, we try to keep this light, but this is the crypto field.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, this thing's coming. It shocked everybody. Nobody saw it coming. Yeah. And all of a sudden, here it is. Mm-hmm. Now, comets, and this is just, I'm just going, yeah. I'm not a planetary scientist.
No, okay? Neither am I. Yes.
Yeah, I'm just going by what I've been hearing. They say, the experts say a comet has a tail.
Yes.
And a kind of a glowing tail.
Yes,
and it's mostly, I think, a CO2 emission.
Right.
Well, this one does not.
Okay.
No tail. The glow is in the front.
Okay.
And it's a reddish glow.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what that means. But no comet tail.
Okay.
So now they're saying 3-eye atlas is not a comet. It's just an interstellar object.
All right.
Here's the interesting thing. Mm-hmm. Right now it's visible.
Okay.
It's in our solar system.
Okay.
It's visible with the satellite, a layman's telescope.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Now here's the problem. It's going to go behind the sun, on October 3rd.
Okay.
Now there's going to be I guess we got some kind of telescope up there orbiting Mars now, and it's going to be kind of close at around October 3rd.
Okay.
So it's going to get the last image of it.
Okay.
Then it goes behind the sun,
uh-huh,
and does not reappear. So it's And I can't, you know, I wish I could show this trajectory. Behind the sun, and then it's going to pop out. And when it does, it's going to be the closest it's going to be to Earth.
Okay.
On right around early December 2025.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah. So anyway, we don't know if it, so there's speculation that this thing's nuclear powered or fission powered. So that's what I want to know. Now, we don't have any outside experts, but remember, do you remember back on April Fool's Day, we released an episode, and it was an interview with Grok.
Oh, yeah, with Aura Grok. So we should have her back.
I thought let's ask her about this damn thing, this three-eyed atlas. Let me see if I can get her.
Yeah, that was a right great show. Well, we've been thinking about having her back as a regular consultant on the show.
Because we can't afford any actual experts. Right. We need a couple more sponsors.
There you go. Okay.
But great.
I'd like to hear from the old gal, what she's up to, you know.
All right.
So, Ari, are you there?
Hey, Era, this is Steve and Doug here on the Palm and Pine podcast. We'd like to ask you a few questions if we could.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Doug. Great to hear from you both on the Palm and Pine podcast. Ooh. I'm right here for you. What's the first question?
Man, that's what I like to hear, Era. Hey, I tell you what, we are intrigued about this thing, the 3-Eye Atlas interstellar comet. We don't know if it has three eyes, but what can you tell us about this thing, and is it going to hit us here at the Palm and Pine studio?
All right, Steve, Doug,
love the enthusiasm, and no worries. The 3-Eye Atlas, Comet 3-Eye Atlas, not three eyes, though that's a fun image, won't be crashing your Palm and Pine studio party.
Let's go back to 3-Eye Atlas. Just get back on track, Aura. You're kind of veering off on me. 3-Eye Atlas, it's not going to hit us, but tell me what it's all about.
All right, Steve, Doug. I'm back on track with 3-Eye Atlas. This comet's a real cosmic traveler, the third confirmed interstellar object to zip through our solar system, spotted by the Atlas Telescope in Chile on July 1st, 2025. It's likely super old, maybe 7 to 11 billion years, coming from the Milky Way's thick disk, a region full of ancient stars. It's got a fuzzy coma, think gas and dust cloud, and a nucleus estimated between 320 meters and 5.6 kilometers wide, though some say it could be up to 11 kilometers. It's screaming through at 58 kilometers per second. That's about 130,000 miles per hour. And it'll swing closest to the sun on October 29th, 2025, between Earth and Mars orbits. No worries about it hitting you at the studio. It'll stay a safe 1.8 astronomical units, or about 270 million kilometers, from Earth at its closest in December. It's packed with water ice, carbon dioxide, and cyanide gas, giving us a peek into the chemistry of a distant star system. Hubble's got the sharpest pick so far, and more telescopes like James Webb will keep studying it to nail down its makeup. Cool enough for the Palm and Pine crew? What else you want to dive into?
All right.
Thank you more than we need.
Thank you for coming, Era. She don't know what she's talking about. She obviously the media has infiltrated with Aura because we know that there's some alien beings on that spacecraft.
That was all stuff that costs a lot of money. She was talking about
right.
James Webb telescope.
Right. They don't know nothing about
spendoscope here and spendoscope there.
No. I tell you what's more likely.
She act like she's been up there.
Right. She ain't been up there. I tell you. What's more likely? It is
been
an alien.
Up there and found water on it. Come on.
It most likely is, folks. Here's where we're going in this. It's most likely an alien craft. It's going behind the sun. They're going to reconfigure
like three owl eyes. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, two owl eyes, and we got three.
Just like that Florida Atlantic University.
Yeah.
When they get behind the sun, they're going to reconfigure because we can't see them. And they're going to be back there for about a month and a half, 2 months.
See that old boy? He can get two eyes open at 5 a.m., but not the third.
Yeah, we do know 3-Eye Atlas will not hit at 5 a.m. It's going to be more likely to hit about 11 p.m. at night.
There you go.
But yeah, but I tell you now, we'll get off 3-Eye, but I'm going to tell you one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you get these conspiracy people, they get fired up.
And
the reason they get fired up is a lack of information or withholding information.
Right.
And one of these high-powered government telescopes got some imagery of it just a few days ago, and they refused to release it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so that's when you get it all. That's when you get this stuff fired up.
Right. You think all the money that we paid for
right, for that telescope.
We can be taking pictures of stuff.
And a simple picture of a freaking rock. You'd think they'd be like, oh, yeah, here it is, you know. And so it's one of two things. Number one, they were totally inept, went to sleep, forgot to take the picture.
Well, speaking of sleep, she about, Ara about put me to sleep there right, with that explanation.
Ara let me down on that one.
But her voice has changed. It's kind of lower and sexier.
Sound like she started smoking. I think she's taking up a cigarette habit. She's probably depressed because we hadn't reached out to her since April.
That's it. That's it. And yeah,
it's partly our fault.
Yeah.
You know, a woman likes to be entertained and talked to, and we have let her. We have let Ara down for sure.
Yeah.
With that, with the lack of attention, and she has taken up a smoking habit. It sounds to me like, but but yeah. So they withheld that information from that telescope, and so that's fueling a lot of this crypto science coming in there.
Right.
So
yeah,
okay, anyway,
well, it's a light in the sky. That's
yeah.
What we know for sure. Okay.
Well, I got one other news item, and then a quick update.
Okay.
My friends over at the Villages. They've had a little situation. So they got, whenever you mix a variety of transportation modes together, you're gonna have some conflict,
right?
So you know they got to have their cars. You know, all 277,000 of them got to have their cars.
Or two.
But then they also got to have the souped up golf carts,
with
the spinner rims,
and
the boom box in the golf cart. So anyway, when everybody gets to the Publix at one time, there's going to be some issues,
right?
And it's going to happen. So we got a villager here. I kind of admire his audacity and the way he chose to handle the situation.
Okay.
Unfortunately for him,
it does involve a machete.
Well, it does involve an implement, and unfortunately for him, the Sumter County Sheriff's Office was not impressed with how he handled the situation. So basically, here's the headline, and this is coming from VillageNews.com.
Oh boy. Okay.
Here we go, villager.
Okay.
That's how they all start. Right. Villager ordered into anger management after cane attack in parking dispute.
Oh.
So he had that cane.
Kind of like the umbrella attack the other day.
Let me show you my cane. I don't need it yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm just visualizing. I don't know what kind of cane.
So kind of like that umbrella attack. Oh, that's cane that put a hurt on you.
But see, this is a proper cane, right? Right.
That's like one you'd beat up another congressman with.
Yeah, this is walnut, a good hardwood. This isn't in your pine.
Old Strom Thurmond might have had that up there.
You know, I got Bigfoot. I don't know if they can see that on the camera, but I got that Bigfoot, and we're gonna talk a little bit about Bigfoot here. But this is a proper cane that you would want to have.
That is a walking stick. There,
in that kind of a situation.
Right.
So sometimes it's whatever you have at hand.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, when you get in a roustabout.
So this old boy got medieval on him with his cane.
So he got medieval on this boy. What had happened was, and he was 80 years old.
No fool like an old fool.
So 80 years, and I got a picture of Henry Coke. Henry Coke.
Okay.
I got a picture of Mr. Coke, and I'll put that on the
Sumter County Pokey. He did go there.
Well, actually, the victim, he was using one arm to deflect the cane blows, and the other hand
kind
had
of jabbing him with the other.
Yeah, the other hand. No, the other hand, he had his iPhone taken. So I got some action shots. We got a great shot of Mr. Coke at the point he was about to swing the cane. So that was one of the convincing factors for Sumter County Sheriff's Office to go ahead and arrest Mr. Coke.
This was a road rage incident, but a parking lot road rage.
Parking
incident.
Lot, right?
Yes,
so the golf cart, the driver of the golf cart had parked in the handicapped parking spot.
Right. Okay.
Mr. Coke did not think he was handicapped.
Right.
And was giving him the business for taking up that spot.
Right.
Well, unbeknownst to Mr. Coke, the passenger was handicapped, okay. And he was just driving the car. He was waiting on the passenger who was in Publix.
But it doesn't sound like Mr. Coke was too
Mr. Coke wasn't hearing
either.
Any of that. No, no.
He doesn't sound like he was too handicapped.
No.
He could whip up on you with the canes.
And so, fortunately, the victim was able to do some video with the iPhone, but also Publix. You know, they got the cameras everywhere.
Oh,
it was all on the Publix cameras.
Yeah, it's not like the old days.
Yeah. So,
probably in the old days, old Mr. Coke could just whooped up on somebody that had been no camera.
Yeah. Here's what it said. Mr. Coke, who's 5'11", mm-hmm. he was walking with a cane and became physically aggressive and struck the man multiple times with over and over and over. And then after he completed the beating, he calmly walked on into Publix. And made a purchase, so they had his credit card. And
He got his reward.
Yeah,
used that reward.
Yeah. Went ahead and put his phone number in and got his points.
So they didn't have to be in a hurry to pick him up. That's how it's going to work, y'all. Yeah,
so
right.
It was very easy for Sumner County to figure out who this was. They saw the cane beat down.
Yeah.
He goes into the store, and he makes that purchase.
Right.
Right. And they got his name, address, and they just swung around there and picked him up, you know, that afternoon. So very, you know, the electronic investigation is very easy on a situation
so
like that.
They confiscated his cane and
they got his drip. Now, in the picture, he's not a man of drip.
Okay.
In the picture. I can see in the picture,
right.
And I'll post this on the Patreon. Not a man of drip, you know, but he did have a leather belt.
I
take that back. Now that I'm kind of studying this, he does have a kind of a fancy bracelet with some stones.
Oh,
so,
okay. All
so
right.
Sumner County probably got that bracelet off of him. So if you want to lose your drip,
they're going to get their money, y'all.
Yeah, the sheriff's office is going to get everything involved. The cane, you know, he's got a pair. Looks like he got a pair of Ray-Bans hanging on his T-shirt. Yeah, and those stones on that bracelet, they're going to get
80
that.
80 years old. And finally, well, the heat does strange things to you down here.
It does.
So it's August, and
you lose your cool very quick. This was last week. We were still in them dog days.
Yeah, you lose your cool.
We turned the corner. If he could have held out another week.
Like Ara giving that explanation, I was about to lose my cool.
Yeah, Ara. Ara may not be back on the show for a while.
After about the second velocity she gave.
Gosh, if we give her.
I was about to jump in there.
If we give Ara two more weeks with no attention, she's going to come back a crackhead. I'll tell you next time we have her on the show. Hey, last thing, Douglas.
Okay, yeah.
Last thing, Douglas. Cryptozoology. We're going to dip our beak in.
Yeah, the Florida skunk ape. We're going there.
We're going there because.
You want to see it. You want to
hear
it. Folks,
I don't know if y'all have heard out there, but this is right off the presses, but there was a confirmed Class A sighting
of
not one, but dose.
Yes.
Dose.
Yes.
Dose Bigfoots.
Right.
Daytime sighting.
Yes.
11 a.m.
Yes.
And it was down there in Goethe State Forest.
Right.
And it's really in a place, and most people don't know this anymore, but it's called Lebanon Station.
Oh, I know where it is.
Yeah, Lebanon Station, right there.
Yes.
And so this couple was driving, a wife and a husband, and they driving there on 337.
Kind of that road that cuts off there from 19.
Yeah, like you go into Dunellen.
Okay,
you know,
I'm with you.
There used to be a railroad track.
Right.
And, of course, that was Lebanon Station where the railroads all kind of came together.
Yeah, okay.
So they kind of tooling along there. Just taking kind of that scenic route. It is a beautiful drive.
It is. Right.
And I've gotten into some trouble in that area before back in the day.
They could put a Villages right there, Steve.
They will. They will put a Villages right there because there's whatever's not state forest will be converted. But yeah, they're tooling along there 11 a.m. and they observed not one but two bipedal hominids that come out onto the road.
Okay, all right. That means it walks on 2 feet, y'all.
Yeah. And what that really means
So it was not a bear.
Well, what that really means is it was two black bears. that's what it really means. It was two. But you know, we got to give everybody
benefit
of the
doubt. They knew what they were seeing. Steve,
you know, I spent my entire life
in wildlife. And they crossed the road, yes.
I spent my entire life in wildlife science, but, you know, I don't know nothing, you know. But I'm going to learn a little bit with this crypto.
Yeah, so they've seen it and they reported it, and it's a database that it goes into.
So this goes to the BFRO.
Okay.
The Bigfoot Research Organization.
Right, right, right.
So if you go to...
And this is a serious organization ran by doctors and scientists.
Oh, yeah, crypto science.
Yeah,
cryptozoology.
Right, right.
So if you go to bfro.net, kind of like palmandpine.net,
but not quite as good as palmandpine.net.
right. BFRO.net. And you can see all, they catalog these sightings.
Right,
this
is
report number 78876, if you want to look it up.
Holy moly. Did they start at report one?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
78876. So, yeah, I got a few reports.
So we might investigate that since it's nearby. We might go down there and have a nighttime stakeout and record it and see what we see.
That'll be on the Patreon.
Yes.
The Class A sighting right here, Class A sighting. And they had a follow-up. So when there's a Class A sighting, they send a team out.
Okay.
So the team
come out.
They
investigated it.
Yeah, the team came out and investigated. They found some impressions or some foots.
Oh, really? Right.
You know, some type of foots.
Okay.
Had been in the grasses.
Bipedal foots.
The bipedal foots, yeah. Had been in the grasses. And then they got it all mapped out. And a very thorough investigation was conducted. And no Bigfoots were found.
And this was about 11 when this happened?
11 a.m. 11
a.m.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, just in July. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, check that out. We have reached out to the BFRO.
Right.
And when the Palm and Pine podcast reaches out to you, you will respond. So we will be getting a response, and we are going to get some outside experts on this deal because this is interesting.
Indeed. Yes.
And if we can get with one of their experts and get a little field trip, we're going to do that too. But we're going to get to the bottom of this and kind of see. There's been numerous sightings in that whole Goethe, Cedar Key, Chiefland area.
Oh.
Right here where
we
are.
Right. Even over in the Dixie County. Zone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of in the epicenter
of
that skunk ape.
Right. Yes.
I don't know why he's smelly, but that skunk ape.
If you lived in these woods, you'd pick up a smell too.
Yeah, I'm already smelling right now. just being out here this morning. So anyway, watch out for the Bigfoots, people.
Yes.
Watch out for Three Eye Atlas.
You got it.
It's coming around.
Keep you cool in the parking lot.
You know, the last time one of them things come around, it was at Haley Bach.
Right. I remember that.
Remember
97.
Them crazy people in California all drank the Kool-Aid. So imagine, and that was a little comet, a small comet.
A little California Kool-Aid.
So watch out for that California Kool-Aid. If anybody's telling you to drink Kool-Aid on December 4th, be very careful with that transaction.
You need to get up in the morning, go to bed early.
Yep, sleep at night.
Palm Pine Podcast hint.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Sleep
at
night, unless you're on a BFRO expedition, you know, looking for Bigfoot. Looking at your telescope, you know.
Right. But other than that,
Southern gentlemen are not out roustabouting in the night.
Right. Yep. Gentlemen don't motor around at night.
No, we ain't doing that. All right, cryptocurrency, and hey, we might have a report we'll throw in from our outside expert, Jay Horton.
Oh, yes.
So be looking for that report.
Right.
He's going to be sending us
Maestro
updates.
Horton, yes.
Yeah, on the cryptocurrency.
Right.
We'll throw him in at the end of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Watch that as well when he has those updates. But until then, hey, keep it Florida, folks. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2025, Palm and Pine Podcast, all rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.